In baseball, in the American League, Brett Gardner had four hits to go with a tremendous sliding catch, and the New York Yankees held on for a 12-11 victory over the Texas Rangers last night in spite of J.P. Arencibia's seven RBIs. Gardner had a leadoff homer and two doubles, and he reached base twice in a seven-run sixth that put the Yankees ahead to stay. The Blue Jays kept pace with the O's as Marcus Stroman held Boston to a run and six hits while fanning eight over seven innings of Toronto's 4-2 triumph at Fenway Park. Anthony Gost snapped a 1-1 tie with a two-run double in the fourth after Colby Rasmus homered. Red Sox left-hander John Lester has been scratched from tonight's start against the Blue Jays, with the possibility that he could be traded before tomorrow's trade deadline. Right-hander Brandon Workman will be called up from AAA Pawtucket to make the start. Elsewhere, the White Sox bested Detroit 11-4, Baltimore edged the Angels 7-6-12, Seattle beat Cleveland 5-2, Minnesota slid past Kansas City 2-1, it was Oakland over Houston 7-4. In the National League, Philadelphia shut out the Mets 6-0, the Cubs edged Colorado 4-3-16, Cincinnati blanked Arizona 3-0, San Diego beat St. Louis 3-1, Pittsburgh defeated San Francisco 3-1, the Dodgers doubled up Atlanta 8-4, it was Miami over Washington 3-0. In interleague play, Tampa Bay bested Milwaukee 5-1. In the NBA, Byron Scott has been reintroduced to the Los Angeles media after being named the 25th head coach of the Lakers. Scott boldly predicted a quick return to NBA title contention for the Lakers, who are coming off their worst season since moving to Los Angeles. Magic Johnson, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and Jamal Wilkes attended the news conference for their former teammate, who helped the 1980s Lakers win three championships. Donald Trump says he'll submit a bid to buy the Buffalo Bills, but that it's unlikely his offer will be the winner. The billionaire businessman told Fox News that's because he's not going to do something totally stupid to make the team his. ESPN has suspended sportscaster Stephen Smith for a week because of comments he made about domestic abuse. Smith has apologized for the comments he made last Friday during an on-air discussion about NFL running back Ray Rice's suspension for assaulting his fiance. Smith had suggested that women should make sure they don't provoke attacks. For WAMC Sports, I'm Patrick Garrett.